This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now, hello to everyone I met in Bedford. Not very close together and not similar in any way.
No. Did you go to Bradford first by mistake? Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was a long round trip, that was. Met some nice students in Bedford last night. Yeah.
Make their Christmas for them.
Well, I tried. Stopped off at London Gateway Services. Are you familiar with that one? Oh, just off the M1. I don't know if you know it. It's a fairly small service station.
Why would I be familiar with that one? I don't tend to...
Will you go on your world tour with Comedy Dave?
Yeah, I know, but Dave's the one that remembers all the service stations.
He does. He's got that weird thing with phone numbers and postcodes and service stations. Yeah. He is weird. Yeah.
I don't, really.
Anyway, this is on the way back at London Gateway. Hello, if you're listening at London Gateway right now. And I went into the shop bit on the way back, you know, like you do, to get whatever, a Diet Coke, maybe a buffet butter. Or one of those pasties that are very popular. And there's a woman in there, and she's on her phone, and it's clear she's having some kind of argument, but she's trying to have a quiet argument. You know, on the phone, where you don't want anyone else to hear what you're saying on the phone. She's quite quiet like that, right? And then, but she kind of ruins it and lets rip with a massive... But I'm not wearing any knickers! Now, the whole shop at this point stops. I don't know where that came from, because until then, she was quite quiet. But the whole place stops. The woman behind the counter stops what she's doing. People by the magazine stop.
I bet they did.
People just...
I bet the people who loitered by the magazines, I bet they really did look round.
Blimey!
People... Strange you should say that.
People are just staring. The whole place is still, just looking at her. Now, how does that phrase, anybody, crop up in your average phone conversation? What was happening on the other end of the phone? Any ideas?
No.
Now, it was a bit like that thing. Remember we did ages ago that thing called Silence the Restaurant, where we sent Laura out and to a busy restaurant at like lunchtime, and we would make her shout things out and try to make a busy restaurant just be quiet. What kind of things did you use to shout out?
But what about the body in the boot?
Yeah. that made them stop talking. What else was there?
But Mum, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Now, I think, without realising, last night at London Gateway, I have found the winning phrase. We were trying to find a phrase where everyone would stop what they were doing and stop talking. But I'm not wearing any knickers appears to be the one that will stop people in their tracks. Now, I'd quite like to prove this today, after my experience on the M1 last night. If you could call me, if you're in a busy place at the moment, and we can make the whole place go quiet... call me and speak to one of our friendly operatives, Laura, on 08700 100 100 now, if you're prepared to take part in this little experiment with me. Call me, you need to be somewhere busy, and the phrase is, but I'm not wearing any knickers!
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, so, this started last night when I was at London Gateway Services, just off the M1, on the way back from Bedford, stopping off to get a few snacks and a drink, and there's a woman on the phone having one of those quiet arguments, and then shouts out, I don't know why, but I'm not wearing any knickers, which I think is the phrase that will stop everyone, wherever you happen to be in a busy place. Rob!
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm at a checkout at Morrison's.
A checkout's Morrison's where?
St. Albans.
Okay, I'm guessing at this time it's probably quite busy with shoppers.
There's a lot of shoppers.
Right, okay. And you're right by the checkout now, yeah?
Yes.
Just so I can picture, because I have been to St. Albans Morrison's, which particular checkout is it?
It's right next to the express till. It's a big one.
I know what you mean. Yeah. How do I do?
Do you have a knowledge of most of these Morrison's cash tills?
I just remember stuff like that. Okay, right. What I need you to do is pretend you're having just a normal phone conversation, okay? Yeah?
Yep.
So I'll talk to you for a bit and we'll just have a kind of like meaningless chat, all right?
Yep.
And then the phrase is really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers at the top of your voice, okay? Right.
Can I call you something random? Instead of calling you Scott, can I call you something random when I shout it?
Well, what do you want to call me?
Can I call you Dad?
But Dad, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Yeah, I want to shout out, Dad, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Yeah, I feel a bit wrong being your dad, but that's fine if
you
want to do
that. Is that the first time anybody's ever asked to call you Dad?
Yeah, it actually is. But that's fine, Rob, whatever you want. It's your game. Okay, right, so let's start off the meaningless conversation. Hi, son, how are you?
I'm fine, Dad, how's it going?
Yeah, all right, what have you been up to today?
I'm just doing a bit of shopping at the moment.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts?
I'm in Morrison's.
All right, you going to come around for tea later?
I might find a little bit of trouble with that though, Dad.
Oh, really? Why is that?
They're not wearing any knickers! Oh my God.
What? What?
I'm getting escorted out.
No, you're not.
I'm getting escorted out by a lady with some baps.
With some baps?
Yeah.
What? What are you on about?
Hang on. I'm outside now.
Right, what happened there, the lady with the baps?
I didn't realise that right next to me there was a lady filling up a stand of French stick bap things, and she just, like, grabbed hold of my arm and pulled me out. What, I mean, the reason being is because I've been hanging around for 10 minutes at the back of the checkout. It's like a right weirdo. And now I'm in a car park, and all the customers that heard me shout it, and now it's staring at me as if to say, you weirdo.
Well, yeah, you just told your dad that you're not ready to lick us, you weirdo.
Yeah, well, it's cold.
It is. Right, well, thanks for that, Rob. I'm sorry you got chucked out.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about that. Imagine being chucked out with a French stick around. Will.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Carmarthen.
Right, okay. Whereabouts?
It's in Wales.
Yeah, I know. I know Carmarthen's in Wales.
No, he's got the measure of you, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. What kind of place are you in? Are you in a restaurant, a shop?
Oh, no, I'm in a bus station.
Oh, a bus station. That's probably quite busy at this time.
Yeah, there's plenty of people here.
Okay. Right. So, how many people do you say are there at the moment?
About 80. 90.
Wow, okay. And have you got some friends there with you as well?
Yeah, pile of friends.
Right, we're going to change the phrase slightly, all right?
Yeah.
The phrase is now, but I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start off just having, like, a little chat, okay?
Yeah.
And then the phrase is, but I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers, and you have to shout it at the top of your voice. You get me, Will?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, right. So, let's have the meaningless conversation first. Hi, Will. How are you today?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, you're just waiting for a bus, are you?
Yeah, just waiting for the bus, waiting to go home, yeah.
Yeah, and what time are you expecting the bus to arrive?
In about 5 minutes.
Oh, is it? Okay. And what time do you reckon you'll be home tonight?
I'm not, about 5-ish.
Right, shout the phrase. Top of your voice, now!
I'm not wearing him! I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers!
I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers!
Yeah, I got it quite wrong.
Are people cheering?
Yeah, on the bike to the bus, just jump back on the bus.
I have a belly
fun! Well, that went really well. Thanks, Will.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
We're trying to find the best phrase to make somewhere go completely silent, somewhere busy. We think the phrase might be, but I'm not wearing any knickers. It certainly worked for the woman last night at London Gateway Services on the M1. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in the post office.
You're in it now? You're about to be in it?
I'm in it now.
Okay, right. Whereabouts?
In Battle.
Battle, right, okay. Yeah. Right, describe what's around you at the moment, please.
People.
Right.
Lots of people.
Lots of people, okay. Okay, right. Now, you know the phrase, Wendy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, it's got to be really loud, though, Wendy. You've got a top of your voice for me here, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, stop your laughing, love.
Okay. Right.
Here we go.
You're right.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, right. Really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers. Go!
I'm not wearing any knickers! Yahoo!
Did someone go, yoo-hoo?
Yes.
The opposite effect.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
Have you pulled?
Yeah, but I haven't got any on, really.
Pardon?
But I really haven't got any on.
Well, okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, a few people are saying what that lady should have said as the phrase to make the post office go silent is, this is a robbery, get down on the floor now. Now, I always find when I do that in a post office or bank, it normally does lead to trouble.
Yeah.
But I agree, it would make a bank or post office, it would make them go quiet, definitely. Mm. But probably not advisable as something you should try.
I think you might be arrested.
I think you probably would. You need to also do it somewhere where you don't know all the people. She knew everyone in that post office. That's not going to work, is it?
And most of them didn't sound surprised.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it happened every day. Oh, she's not wearing knickers again. Oh, surprise. I've just followed through might be a good one. We might try that.
Right.
No?
Yeah, well,
I,
yes.
That, I think that would make people go quiet.
And run away.
Yeah, I think so.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And now a special celebrity version of our new game, Silence the Wherever You Are. Lorraine Kelly, hello.
Hello.
Are you Christmas shopping at the moment?
I am Christmas shopping, yes.
Okay, describe where you are right now, Lorraine.
Well, I'm in a very trendy store, buying my daughter, well, hopefully buying her a dress, but I just can't decide which one, and I'm getting stressed.
Don't tell her what it is, because that would kind of spoil the surprise.
I know, right, I'm not getting it, I'm actually buying anything but a dress, it's definitely not a dress.
It's not a dress then,
no,
okay, excellent.
Anything else but that.
Okay, well, thank you for agreeing. Kind of,
yeah.
To be on Celebrity Silence the Wherever. Okay,
uh-huh.
What I'd like you to do in this busy shop, it probably is busy, lots of...
it's absolutely mental, there's people dancing around.
After work, people doing Christmas shopping. You're in that London, aren't you?
Yes, I
surely,
am.
Surely they would shut the shop for you, wouldn't
I
they?
I would think so.
Well, you would think so. You would think so, actually.
I know. Now, that kind of leads me on
well,
to...
Hang on. Oh, no, it's okay.
Are you an in-store detective, Lorraine?
It's my other job.
Hang on, I've just got to stop somebody from shoplifting. Hang on a moment.
Go on, do a citizen's arrest. Go on.
I've got my eye on them, actually. I don't trust them.
Now, Lorraine, I know you're a good sport, so if you could, in this busy shop, shout out. It needs to be really loud.
Really loud?
Not when I say, okay.
Right.
But I'm the queen of daytime TV.
Right, okay.
Okay, and see if the place goes a bit quieter, okay? It's got to be loud, though, Lorraine. It's got to be loud.
Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Right, after three. One, two, three.
But I'm the queen of daytime TV. Oh, here, I think it went a bit quiet there, do you?
Can you do it once more?
There are now people looking at me as if I have got two heads.
Okay.
And I think somebody might come up and arrest me.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's fine, don't worry.
Try one more for me.
One more, right, okay.
This is what our listeners have been doing today.
Oh,
yes, I know.
To do the
I know, you're causing chaos in the nation.
It needs to be, if you could do, but I'm not wearing any knickers at the top.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, go on, please.
Go on.
Please.
Arrested,
go on.
Sure? Right, okay, then.
Okay, after three. One, two, three.
Oh, I'm not wearing it. Oh, no, there's somebody coming up to talk to me. No, it's okay. No, I'm doing a thing for stuff. Oh, my goodness. You know what? If I was young being single, I think I might have clicked then.
Really? Have you tapped off, Lorraine?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm jealous now.
It has gone quiet. You must admit, it's gone a bit quiet.
It did go quiet. I love you, Lorraine.
I love you.